Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Trace Kerr.
And I'm Amy Barton, and this is a brainstorm. This is a super dancey, wonderful brainstorm, actually. A medieval dancing brainstorm. What could be better? So we're going to learn about the dancing plague, or St. Vitus dance, or choreomania.
Whoa. All right, bring it on.
Are you ready to get medieval? Who isn't, right? Will there be turkey legs is really what we want to know. There will not be.
Oh. Okay.
This phenomenon of choreomania took place in the 13 to 1500s in Central Europe. And it was the spontaneous and continuous dancing of crowds of people. And they would dance until they collapsed from exhaustion or even died.
Whoa.
Yeah. And it's something that has a lot of eyewitness accounts for at least one of the events. But because of the time period, not a ton is known of the why, but we'll get there too. One of the best documented incidents, which was also the latest incident, was in Strasbourg in July of 1518. A woman named Frau Trofia began dancing in the streets. I just get, this is like Maria out there, but in the 1500s dancing.
I know that we're not talking a TikTok video, but that's all I'm seeing in my head.
Yeah, TikTok and dirndls.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm super curious, like, were they actually folk dances or a specific dance? Or was this like just
swishing?
Yeah. What was it? It was enough to exhaust them, because she would dance and dance and then she would become physically exhausted and collapse. But as soon as her body had rested enough, she would get up and resume what they described as frenzied activities.
Oh, almost like a mania.
That's what it sounds like. Yeah. Within 4 days, 33 other people had joined her. And within a month, all right, can you even imagine, like, 4 days is crazy town. Like Monday through Thursday, your neighbor's just out in the yard dancing. But this went on for a month. There were 400 people. So that means the milkman is not coming because he's dancing. Like, infrastructure would be collapsing in your town at that point in certain areas.
Weird.
I would think. Yeah. And it really was a concern to the city fathers, in addition to the fact that some people suffered heart attacks and died and just died of exhaustion. It sounds like they're very concerned. Like, this is super strange. And this mania is not stopping. People aren't doing their jobs. That would have been an era when they had livestock to feed.
Yeah.
Doing daily life, you could not put it on autopilot in the way we can. We can disappear for a month. And as long as your cat had a giant bowl of food, they're okay. But in that era, like, you cannot do that.
Well, and like eating, drinking, going to the bathroom.
Oh, gross.
No wonder these guys were just collapsing. Oh my gosh. Okay. Yeah. So what was causing this, do they think?
Well, let me tell you a little of the rest of the story.
Oh, there's more. I jumped too far ahead.
You did. Well, we'll get there too, though. The civic and religious leaders were really worried enough about this that they theorized maybe we just need to provide some music for a start and a stop. So they actually brought musicians and professional dancers to join them. And like, with the thought that we'll have a dance party and it will end, it only exacerbated things. And that's how it led to like the 400 people are involved. By early September, the mania began to abate. Okay, so when did I tell you it started? I think it was July to September. So the people of the time, there were no autopsies. That wasn't a thing yet. It's 1518. And medical science didn't have an explanation for that. Their theories were
demon possession.
That's exactly where I was going first. Ding, ding, ding. You win the showcase. Or anything to do with the blood. Like, the blood was overheated.
Your humors
are off. That's what I was thinking, yep. They came up with St. Vitus as a possible explanation. Maybe he was mad. He's the patron saint of epileptics and dancers. And maybe they displeased him in some way. I'm not sure that saints work that way. I think they bring good things, but I don't think they, like, cast curses or anything. But modern scientists do not hold to the St. Vitus or the heated blood theory, also not demon possession. The most widely accepted theory was the one from American medical historian John Waller, and he believes that it was a form of mass psychogenic disorder. Those sorts of things can happen when a society is in extreme stress, which they were at this time. This time period of the 1500s was very scary. There were famines, smallpox and syphilis were running rampant.
Huh.
The one that seems most like scientific in origin to me is fungally diseased rye flour, contaminated rye flour. That seems more likely to me because that actually has a physical drive.
Wow. You know, can you imagine? I mean, like, okay, we're in the pandemic. It's very stressful. But I don't see people, you know, but we're not out there just like manically dancing, or are we? Maybe we're doing it in our houses and nobody knows.
No one knows. I kind of wonder if the magic of the internet has killed our subconscious belief that things like that could happen, like modern technology. But I wonder if our current level of knowledge in medicine and our cultural awareness have shifted such that, I don't know.
I buy that because I could see, like, you know, you're not alone, you know, and in a way these people did not know that they were.
Yeah. If you're tucked into a little town in the mountains that closes for the winter and you don't see anybody new till spring, it's like Seven Brides for Seven Brothers, except with dancing. And it doesn't stop.
You just start busting a move. It kind of, you know, the song, You Can Dance If You Want To? This kind of puts a whole different spin on that song.
If you, you have to dance.
That's creepy. Okay, this started out being kind of funny and now it's creepy. So do you have anything else to add to the dancing plague?
It would have been terrible to have to watch me. I'm not a good dancer.
I have a feeling that it was less nice dancing and more the guy, and every dance has one of these, the guy who just flails around and takes up a huge amount of floor.
Yes. Can you imagine how scary that would be for children?
Oh,
what's
yeah.
What's happening out there?
Everybody's just freeform dancing, kind of flinging themselves around in the courtyard. And you're just like, mommy, daddy, what's going on? Oh, my gosh.
And then mom and dad go to dance.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, how to wind this one up. That's very spooky.
Dance on over to brainjunkpodcast.com. We do post on our Instagram and Facebook pretty regularly, which is Brain Junk Podcast on all your social media needs. I feel like I crushed it at that closing. You don't even need to do it.
You actually like nailed most of that. Wow. Well, this was totally Amy's episode. And we will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know. And I guarantee you will not be bored.
This episode is brought to you by increased vitamin D and sunshine, I think.